You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God is the provider of our redemption. Learn more about this through Abraham's story in week 4 of our series, Awesome God.
Hello, everyone. This is our week 4 of our Awesome God series, and I'm hoping that you are getting more understanding about God and how He works in our lives through our sermons. See, the only way for us to love and trust God more this year, 2021, is for us to get to know Him. In 2020, we said, 2020 is seeing good vision. And we were saying that we will see things better in 2020. And indeed, through the pandemic that we experienced, and even as, until now, we have actually seen things better. We saw, through the pandemic, that what was really important in our lives. We saw that during the pandemic, we don't really need a lot to live well. And we also saw the importance of simple living. Another thing that was really clear that we saw better is our dependence on God. We also saw that we are not in control of things. And we're not even in control of our lives. And that is why 2021 is so important, because knowing the names and the attributes of God will help us face this new year. As we look back in the lives of the people in the Bible and learn how God dealt with them and how they responded. And when we look at the different characters in the book of the Bible, to find that we can actually relate their situation to our current realities. So today, we will be looking at a very familiar story to many of us, if not to all of us. We will be talking about Abraham and his son Isaac. And you're probably saying, wait, Abraham na naman? Palagi na lang natin pinag-uusapan si Abraham. Di ba? And that is why, ang tendency po natin ngayon as we talk about Abraham is to switch off. Why? Kasi narinig ko na yan eh. Ilang beses na nating inaral yan. At wala namang nagsigurong bago dyan. Kaya mahirap mong i-preach ito. But I believe that this is the Word of God for us. And I believe that the Word of God is alive and it is active. So it will speak to us. So let us pray as we, continue with the study of God's Word. But before we pray, I want us to read from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 8. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. And so they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, Abraham, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went, both of them together. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. I ask, Lord God, that you will show us how good of a provider you are to your people, especially when we are where we should be, at the very center of your will. Help us to see that this life is full of ordinary stuff, but it is also full of testing. Lord, you allow us to go through this, not so that you can watch us fail, but so that you can walk with us in our valleys, and to take us up to your mountain of provision. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord, Savior, and Provider. Amen and amen. As we look at the text that we read today, Makikita po natin from the very beginning pa lang, ang sabi dito, God tested Abraham. And this is very common. Now, many times we think na hindi tayo tinetest ni God. And iniisip natin, hindi, si God loving. Si God, hindi tayo pagdadaanin sa mga testing. Really? Well, you know, even in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, it reads like this, "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you this 40 years in the wilderness, that He might humble you." And what else? "Testing to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not." See, the amazing thing is, Abraham was tested, the people of Israel was tested, and so are we. We can be tested. If we are a child of God, He will test us. And the question is, okay, the question is, ito bang nangyayari sa 2020 at nang mangyayari itong 2021, is this a test from God for the entire nation, for the entire world, or for our church, or for you personally? Ang tanong nga eh, nakita natin dito, sabi ni Moses, no, that God tested Abraham. But ang tanong, was Abraham aware that he was being tested by God? You know, that it's hard to tell because the text does not tell us. But we can speculate from the other chapters in the life of Abraham, di ba? But the question is, another question we want to ask is, how did Abraham do with the testing? Was he able to see the bigger picture of the testing that was happening in his life? What was the context of this testing? Now, if you are here today and you feel that you are being tested by God, my question to you is, how are you doing? How is your walk with God right now in the midst of your testing? How are you responding to the testing that you are facing today? And see, that is why I like this chapter, okay? I know it's familiar, but I pray that we will open our eyes and we will open our hearts to receive from the Lord what He has to say in this text. Minsan po, di ba, mahirap eh. Mahirap pag hindi mo alam na tinetest ka. Okay lang pag alam mong tinetest ka eh. And you can play it cool. Di ba, parang yung isa sa pang paborito ko pong show, yung pong Amazing Race. It doesn't matter kung saan po siyang Amazing Race, but I like Amazing Race kasi alam mo that you are being tested. And I love it, okay, when people who join that contest, knowing that everything is a test, they just enjoy themselves. Diba? Pero iba, di ba makikita mo doon yung mga mag-aaway, yung mag-asawa, nagkaka-iniinis na, hindi na, nakakalimutan nila that everything they were doing in the Amazing Race was a test. And yet, there are people naman na talagang cool na cool lang. Although, sometimes they still falter. But most of the time, they were enjoying it. Why? Because they know it was a test. And I think if we will do that, if we will understand that God somehow in our lives would test us, and if we are aware that He's testing us, then it will be easier for us to react in the right way and respond in the right way, the same way that Abraham responded. So let us learn from this. Tingnan po natin ano yung matututunan natin dito kay Abraham. First of all, makikita natin doon, we'll read verse 1, yung preparation ng test. Okay? By the way, nakakatuwa nga lang to, no? Si Moses already told us yung ending ng story. This is a test. God tested. Ibig sabihin, tapos na. Di ba? And yet, then he will narrate to us how it happened. And so, ang makikita po natin from the very beginning in verses 1 to 3, and let me just read it to you again. After these things, ano, after what? After what things? Well, after God has provided them with Isaac. After God has given him peace around him. After he has, yung pinaalis dyan na si Ishmael sa house nila. After all these things, after God has finally provided them the promise that He has given them. After 25 years of waiting for this son to come, all right? They waited for very long for this. And that was after these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." And he said to him, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love." It's very interesting on how the Bible described him and how God called Isaac. He said, "Your only son." But we know at this point, hindi po isa lang ang anak ni Abraham. We know that God also, Abraham also has a son, whose name is Ishmael. Yun nga yung pinalayas nila, di ba? Before this happened. And so bakit ganun? Bakit, "Your only son." And then sabi dun, "whom you love." That is very interesting. Okay, when you look at that, that is quite similar to what God, the Father, would do for all of us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And so makikita lang po natin yung picture na ginagawa ni Lord. And somehow, isinulat ni Moses not knowing that. Okay, maybe he didn't know that full well, but he was writing something that would point out to the real Lamb of God. And so makikita mo lang yung preparation. No? So what we can see, and then the Lord told him to go to Moriah. God spoke to him to go to the mountain, and Abraham did not know exactly where it would be. Very similar po sa calling ni Abraham, di ba? In chapter 12, God called him, and God told him, I want to, you know, I will show you a place. And what did he do? He obeyed. Di ba? Remember, remember talagang yung, eto ngayon, after God's provision, God tested Abraham. We also have to be reminded na si Isaac po brought so much laughters in the life of Abraham and Sarah. And ganun din doon sa mga people around them. Okay, so remember that this brought so much joy to them, and all of a sudden, God was telling him the fulfillment of the promise of God, the fulfillment of the covenant of God with Abraham. Now, God was telling him, I want you to bring this son of yours, whom you love, and offer him to me. Pero tingnan po natin yung posture ni Abraham. Abraham obeyed completely and trusted God absolutely. Let me say that again. Ang posture ni Abraham when this was when this took place, Abraham obeyed completely and trusted God absolutely. Why? Because he was most likely remembering all that he had experienced with Yahweh. I mean, by this time, okay, by this time, he's been following God for at least 40 years. You know, he was called by God when he was 75. And then the first promise was given them, okay, during that time. And then he waited for 25 years. And then this time, napanganak na si Isaac. And most likely, at this point, hindi po baby na si Isaac. No? Most likely, teenager na si Isaac. So what we can see here, yung posture muna. Tingnan natin yung posture ni Abraham. Abraham obeyed without delay. Sabi dun, the next morning. You know, he rose early in the morning. Without delay. Do I always tell my children when they were small, delayed obedience is disobedience. And what we can see in Abraham, he obeyed without delay. Walang sinabi kay Lord na, Lord, wait lang ha, tapusin ko lang muna yung ginagawa ko, pero sunod ako. Sounds family? Yung mga anak natin, you know, one of our favorite line when people are asking you to do something is, wait lang ha. Right? And yet, si Abraham did not say that. Hindi niya sinabi, eh di ba ito nga yung heir ko? No, hindi niya sinabi, eh di ba ito yung magpaparami ng anak ko? And then hindi niya tinanong, bakit God? Ang labo mo. How many times have we asked God those kind of questions when He's asking us to do something that we might not understand? Na hindi masyadong clear sa atin. And then when God is testing us, when God is testing our faith, when things are happening, okay, in our lives. No, of all people, Lord, bakit ako pa yung naranggal sa trabaho? Alam mo naman ako yung breadwinner. Of all people, bakit ako yung tinamaan ng sakit? Of all people, bakit ako yung iniwan niya? Bakit hindi lang iba? Of all people, why me, God? Why me? You know what? Abraham did not ask that question. Abraham actually prepared what they needed in their journey. Alam mo, nag-wonder lang ako, no? Kasi wala sa picture dito si Sarah. I was just wondering if Abraham actually even told Sarah what was happening. And I wonder what Sarah would be thinking. And then when they got to verse 9, look at that. When they got to the mountain, verse 9, when they came to the place of which God had told them, Abraham built the altar. He built the altar. Again, he knew that this is what God is asking him to do. He built the altar. And what else did he do? He laid down the woods on the altar. He prepared everything. And then he bound Isaac and laid him on the altar. Now, I want you to take note, okay, that Isaac did not resist what was happening. That's very interesting. And later on, I'll say something about that. And I'll give you my thoughts on that. And then Abraham reached out to his knife, okay, ready to slaughter his own son. Can you imagine the agony? Can you imagine the questions in his mind? What will Sarah say? Who will now be my heir? Pinalayas ko na si Ishmael, wala na siya. Balik na naman ba tayo sa slave na heir? But you know what? Despite all those questionings, maybe, because the text didn't say that, but I'm just imagining, maybe those are the things that Abraham was wondering, and he was also wondering how God is going to deliver him. That is why, despite all this, Abraham obeyed. And let me give you, an idea why this is. Because in Romans chapter 4, verse 19, ito pong sinasabi. And this was before Isaac was born. And Abraham's faith did not weaken. Even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead. And so was Sarah's womb. You see, before even this test came, before Isaac was born, the faith of Abraham was so strong. He did not weaken in his faith. That is amazing. Abraham had been following God for at least 40 years at this point. And you know what? Most likely, Isaac saw the faith of his father, Abraham. He probably heard the stories after stories of the goodness of God and how God provided them with him. Can you imagine that? You know, telling Isaac the story over and over. And then Isaac was wondering, again, dad, you know, I'm just imagining this, no? Kasi my children, when I would tell them the story, when they were young, when they were babies pa, when they were toddlers, okay, I would always tell them how they were born. And every single night, you know, from then on, they would always ask me, dad, tell me the story how I was born. You know, how was that day? And I can just imagine Isaac asking those questions while he was growing up. And he would tell his dad, he would ask his dad, dad, please tell me the story. Tell me the goodness of God. Tell me how God provided. Tell me how God brought laughters in your life and how he brought laughters to the city and to the people around you. Tell me the story. And so Isaac most likely has been hearing the faithfulness of God in the life of his father. That is why po napaka-importante that we don't only keep our faith to ourselves and the goodness of God in ourselves, but we need to tell them to our children. I hope that you tell you the goodness of God to your children. I hope that if you're a parent here, you are telling the goodness and the faithfulness of God in your life and how God has been providing for you so that when testing comes, you can actually look back and say, you know what, God has been faithful in the past. And I can trust him because that's what Abraham did. And not only that, makikita mo yung faith ni Abraham, not only with his obedience, not only with his trust in God, but with his pronouncements. Yung mga declaration niya ng faith, amazing. Diba, pag tinignan po natin in verse 5, let's look at verse 5. Sabi po sa verse 5, and Abraham said to his young men, okay, when he saw. By the way, let me just go back to verse 4 muna, no? Because this is very interesting. Because we're talking about provider, okay, Jehovah Jireh. That is what we want to talk about. Jehovah Jireh, all right? And then that word in verse 4, look at it. Let me read it to you. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw. Say, saw. Nakita, okay? Nakita niya. The place from afar. Then Abraham, by the way, that word saw, in Hebrew, it is the same word that says provided. Okay, or provide. The Lord saw, he he provided. So that's the same word. Okay, same word with provision and seeing. So when you look at the word the Lord provided, what you're actually saying is the Lord shall see and the Lord has seen and the Lord has provided. So whenever he provides, okay, yun yung sinasabi dito. And so, pero before that, ang grabe yung pronouncement ni Abraham in verse 5. Sabi niya nga, di ba? There, stay here. He was talking to the young, to the youth who was with him. Sabi niya, stay here. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. Wow. Okay? Because he understood. He remembered how God has seen him.
how God made it happen, how God was able in the past. See to it that He provides everything He would need. Okay, because whenever God will see a need in His life, God provided it for Him. So the Lord is Jehovah Jireh. He see to it that it will be provided for. And so when he saw that mountain, he knew that when we get there, God will provide. And that is why he said, we will come and worship. We will worship and we will come again. And then verse 7, this is very interesting. Isaac was quite familiar, most likely, with the burnt offering. Because Isaac asked his father, Lord, the father, the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb? And then I love what he said in verse 8. What Abraham said in verse 8. He said, God shall see to it. Okay, that word provide. God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. God will see to it that you will have the lamb. He will provide. Now, I don't know what you're going through today, but let me tell you something, that God can see what is happening in your life. Whatever testing that you are experiencing right now, let me tell you something, that God can see it. God hears it, like what we talked about last week. He sees, he hears, and he delivers. But today, I want you to understand that he sees, he hears, and he provides. Whoa, what an amazing thought. And here's another thing, okay? Ito po yung palagay ko, bakit napakalakas ng faith ni Abraham. Napakaganda ng mga declaration niya. But before I go to that, okay, let me ask you this question. Ano po yung mga sinasabi ninyo when you are in the middle of your testing? Ano po yung mga lumalabas sa bibig na natin kapag natetest na tayo ni God? I hope that you will anchor your faith, not in your own self, not in your own experiences, but in the presence and the character and the attributes of God. He is Jehovah Jireh. He shall see to it that it will come to pass. Verse 19 of Hebrews chapter 11. I love this. You see, this is the story. This was the same thing. Okay, this was about, when Abraham was being talked about in the hall of faith and was telling them and that he had to offer his son. And this is what Abraham had in mind, okay? That is why he was willing. That is why he was obedient to God completely and absolutely trusted the character of God. Why? Verse 19, it says, and Abraham reasoned that if Isaac died, God was able to bring him back to life again. Whoa, what faith! What? What kind of trust is that? That is why it says, in a sense, Abraham did receive his son back from the dead. We have to understand that Abraham actually considered his own body as good as dead. Figuratively, he actually experienced the resurrection. Okay, figuratively, when he had Isaac. And that is why, by the way, in the story, okay, in the Bible at this point, wala pa po tayong nakikitang storya ng resurrected body. And yet, this is again bringing us back, bringing us forward to what Christ is going to do. Here's my understanding. Here's another. Diba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, bakit hindi nag-resist si Isaac? You know what I think? I think it is possible, not only did Isaac has been hearing the faithfulness of God, but I also think that Isaac have faith in Yahweh. He had faith in God that even if he dies, God will bring him back to life. That is why Abraham was able to say, his father said, God himself will see to it that a lamb will be provided for the burnt offering. As we end, let me just, look at this idea of the provision. Tingnan lang po natin yung provision ni God kung paano dumating. Because Jehovah Jireh provided at the right time. Jehovah Jireh, God, Yahweh, saw to it that the provision will come at the right time. Ano ibig sabihin nun? In verse 11, it says, okay, sabi nun verse 11, this is about, you know, Abraham was about to, you know, to put the knife on his son, and then, but the angel of the Lord called him and said, and called his name twice, Abraham, Abraham. And he, again, gusto ko talaga yung ano eh, yung the way Abraham would always answer back to God. He would always say, here I am. Here I am. There's that willingness to always commune with God. There's this willingness to always hear what God has to say. There's this willingness to obey whatever God would say to him. And then verse 12, it says, he said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know. I love that part. Now I know. Now I know that you fear God. Now I know that you love God more than you love your son. Now I know that you are going to obey me completely and trust me absolutely. Now I know. I wonder what God is saying to us when we are in the middle of our testing. Will God also be able to say, now I know. Now I know that you love me more than your life. Now I know that you love me more than your things. Now I know that you love me more than your car. Now I know that you love me more than your work. Now I know that you love me more than your boyfriend or girlfriend. Now I know that you love me more than your whatever that is. Because the truth is, God will test us. Because he wanted to see if the things that he has provided for us has become an idol in our lives. Because that is so easy to do. Some of us who you cried out to God for work and God provided you with work and now you don't even serve God anymore. You know, some of us who've been waiting and asking God, Lord, give me someone to maging lifetime partner, and God has given you a lifetime partner and then you've forgotten God. This people has become your idol. These things have become your idol. And yet, what God is doing is he tested Abraham to see where is his heart. Do Abraham really love me for who I am or for what I can do for him? And then God said, now I know. Now I know. And then verse 13, the provision. A ram caught in a thicket by his horn. And he offered that instead of his son. Quickly, the Lord saw to it at the right time. Ang ibig mo sabihin nun, okay, yung provision niya talaga timely. It's always at the perfect timing. Can you imagine? Yung ibig mo sabihin nun, while Abraham was walking and Isaac was walking up to that mountain on one side, the ram was also walking on the other side. And they met right there. Because at the moment when Abraham was about to lay his hand on the son, all of a sudden, God said, Abraham, Abraham. Of course, hindi po nagmamadali si God nun, ha? Hindi po siya, oh, teka, baka maunahan ako naman, Abraham. No. God was in complete control. In the same way that he's in complete control of whatever is happening in your life, in our nation, in our community, in the world. Not only did God's provision timely, but Jehovah Jireh provided appropriately. The provision was for the right purpose. It was for the burnt offering. And I always hear this, no? Someone would always say that, you know, provision always follows purpose. Provision always follows obedience. You see, as we obey, as we know the purposes of God, his provision will come. He shall see to it. And as you know, as we conclude, let me just give you a summary of what we've learned in this. The three things that I saw I want us to really take to heart and bring home with us and really meditate on about God being the provider, God being the Jehovah Jireh. God provides at the right time. God always provides at the right time. God sees to it that we get what we need at the right time. So whatever you are going through right now, please do not give up. Hold on to the promises of God. Whether it be finances, whether it be physical healing, whether it be sickness, whether it be relationship, whatever it is that you are waiting for God to provide, you wait, you hold on. And the number two, God provides in the context of His covenant. You know, all these things that happened, the testing of Abraham was in the context of the covenant. God made a covenant. God called him in chapter 12. God made a covenant with him in chapter 15. God reiterated the covenant in chapter 17. And God told him that the fulfillment of that promise will come in chapter 18. And then in chapter 21, the promise came. And in chapter 22, God tested him. It is in that context, okay? Ang ibig mong sabihin nun, whenever God is testing us, He will always have our best intention in mind. And how do we respond? I hope that we would also respond in the same way that Abraham responded. That we will obey completely in the midst of our testing. And that we will trust God absolutely because of His character. God provided at the right time and appropriately. Because God is our Jehovah Jireh, we can trust Him to provide everything we need in His time and according to His ways. Let me say that again. Because God is our Jehovah Jireh, who shall see to it, we can trust Him to provide everything we need in His time and according to His ways. Ken Hughes says this in a men's devotional, talking about Abraham and the testing. He said, "We see that God who tests is the God who provides." When God tests you, He will always provide for you. How do I know that? Well, God has proven Himself to us in Romans chapter 8, where Paul actually talked about the love of God. In verse 32, it says, "Since He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, won't He also give us everything else?" You see, in that mountain with Abraham, with Isaac, God withheld the son of Abraham to be sacrificed. But on the cross, in that same mountain, God did not withhold and spare His only Son so that He could be the payment for the penalty of our sin. He came as a ransom for many. Jesus became the fragrant offering and sacrifice to God so that we can receive all the blessings that was promised to Abraham. If God did not spare His own Son, will He not give us what we need? Will He not see to it that He will provide at the right time and appropriately for everything that we need? I just want to pray for some of us here today. I want to pray that faith will rise within us to trust God for His provision in His perfect timing. And I also pray that our hearts will be soft and we will obey and trust God completely. Can we just do that right now? Wherever you are, whatever you do, would you just put that down? Don't take notes right now. Just come to the Lord right now. Can we just pray right now? And let me just pray for you. Lord, I pray that faith will rise within all of us. Lord, that we will get to know the Jehovah Jireh. Lord, the one who shall see to it that we will need, that we will have what we need at the right time in Your own ways. Lord, I pray that You would remind us of Your faithfulness in the past in our lives. Lord, that You've been faithful.
And Lord, I ask that you would also give us the faith, like Abraham, to obey you completely and to trust your character absolutely. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, one last group of people I want to pray for today is if you're here today and you have never surrendered your life to Christ, you know, the first provision that you need to receive is the provision of his death on the cross. I want to invite you, if you've never surrendered your life to Christ, why don't you bow down your heads and close your eyes right now and say, Lord Jesus, I open my heart and I thank you for the sacrifice that you made on the cross for me. Lord, thank you. God the Father, thank you for that provision of the Lamb that you gave for me. And today, I receive the forgiveness of my sin. And I receive the eternal life that you're giving me. And ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would help me live a life according to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Alam mo kung ipinag-pray niyo po yung prayer na yun, simply, please message us because we want to help you with your walk with God. And again, thank you so much for being with us here today. I just want to pray a prayer of blessing for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.